I'm Tony Palermo from Reusonic.com, and here's a walkthrough of some of the 27 pre-recorded sound effects tracks that go with my radio and stage adaptations of Frank Capra's It's a Wonderful Life. These sound cues cover the ambience and, in some cases, the action, such as here, where George and Mary are strolling by the abandoned Granville house and throw rocks, breaking the window. Later, Mary's trying to charm George by playing a 78 RPM record of Buffalo Gals, but George is spoiling for a fight and tempers flare, especially when rival suitor Sam Wainwright calls, with the phone ringing about 20 times. Between the bickering, Mary's mom, and the sound effects, all add up to quite a cacophony. Of course, George and Mary work things out and get hitched, and are riding to the train station in Ernie Bishop's taxicab. For that, I have an authentic NBC sound effect of a 1930s Dodge recorded from the interior. This runs underneath George and Mary and Ernie's dialogue. But then, the bank panic strikes, causing the couple to forego their honeymoon plans. Later, Clarence, the guardian angel, jumps in the river, luring George to jump in after him. While drying off in the toll taker's shack, Clarence grants George's wish that he was never born. George wends his way through the nightmarish Pottersville, full of crime and traffic and trouble. There, he runs into a ruined Violet Bick and a hard-boiled Bert the cop. Clarence and George walk through the Pottersville Cemetery, where George finds the graves of his father, Mr. Martini, the little Blaine girl, and his brother Harry. This is an emotional turning point of the story, and there's plenty of icy wind to put a chill on George's soul. These are just a few of the 27 pre-recorded sound effects I prepared for It's a Wonderful Life. Altogether, it adds up to about 30 minutes of sound. I hope this walkthrough gives you a good idea of what the pre-recorded sound effects can do to enhance the drama and accompany your cast.